We are learning Masechet Pesachim Daf Ayin Dalad Amud Beis, and I'm getting on top of the Amud. We just learned the Machlokes Abaya and Rabba. Rabba was mechadesh to us that you take meat that was not salted, you roast it in other meat. The halacha is there's no problem of blood, no problem of dam. Why? Because geboil kapalta. Just like it'll be absorbed in the inside, the dam will go into the other meat. It'll come out the other side. So we're trying to bring a raya to Rabba. Name of Mr. Yelik. Let us bring a raya to Rabba from a Mishnah in Masechet Chulin. Halev, lev is the heart, is one of the organs that have a lot of blood in it. Like, for example, we know about liver has a lot of blood in it. Lev also has a lot of blood in it because it pumps the blood of the animal. So, halev, if you want to kasher it, kairai, you cut it, umoitzias dam, you take out the dam, and then you roast it. You shouldn't roast it before you take the dam out because so much dam, we worry it's not going to all come out. Loi kairai, unless you didn't do it, but the evidence is good. Karel la'acha bishul, you cut it after the bishul, which here means sli, like Rashi points out. And it's mutter. The question is, it's too late. You already got absorbed into the meat. You're only cutting it open afterwards. My time, my lavish from the meeting, kavayel kachpolta. Whatever got absorbed came out, and whatever is inside it, I'm taking that now. So you see, it's raya to rabba, kavayel kachpolta. And the Gemara, shani leiv, the shia. The heart is a very smooth organ and doesn't swallow, doesn't absorb any of the dam. And therefore, it's like a, it's inside. I cut it open and I can spill it out. And Rashi says, even if a kadeira namisho, even without my tzli, even if I put it into a pot and I cooked it, I'm not worried that dam came out and got absorbed back in. Whatever dam is there is sitting inside the heart. I open it up, I take it out, and that's good. Good shia. It's not a raya to rabba, kabbalah kapota. So, another raya to the sisoid. But Ravin, Saba, Tafle Ahu Bar Gazle. Ravin Saba made a knish. Tafle just means like he breaded, which basically means like he made like a meat knish that it was dough on the outside and inside a nice piece of duck or chicken. So Larav, he made it for Rav. He was Mimshamish, his Rebbe. He made him a nice meat knish. Va'omale, so Rav tells him, you know, taste it. Imali Tafle, if it came out good, Havli Ve'achle, give me some, I'll eat some. So what do you see? He's eating it. Why are you worried that the dam got absorbed into the covering, into the dough covering? What's the problem with dam? After the Gemara, so it's a raya to Rabba that kabbalah kachpolta. In other words, no. Ahiv smida the mefar. It was talking about type of flour that falls apart and nothing gets absorbed in there. Nothing gets stuck in there. The dam comes right out. It mifra lishon pirurim, crumbs. It's very crummy and doesn't hold anything. So any dam that went in came right out. We're at the lumdus of gavel kapolta. So that's another story. Va'rava ikla be'resh glusa va'tafle be'arvza. They also.
He's talking about you grilled it over
here. Yeah, sli. Yeah, with the bread. Rava akla be'resh glusa tafle be'arvza. Also, they made him a bread covering of a bar avza, a duck, a rooster, whatever bar avza is, some kind of chicken. Omar, Eloi de Chazise, he said, he wasn't so simple. He says, Eloi de Chazise, the zig kezuza chiyura, if not that I see that this piece of dough is clear, like clear glass, loy achle, even I would not eat from it. If I saw any shemets of red, anything of red, I would not touch it. If it's not so clear, you can assume everything came out. So you see, he's machmir. So tomorrow, no. There is talk about a kemach nekiya, a very fine flour, that there, it's like our flour, and that catches everything. It's very hard. It's very hard to get anything out of it. Like our flour is very dense. It's a very dense flour. To get something through that, it's very hard. So any dam that went in there, gets stuck there, and therefore he was machmir there. So what's halacha l'maisa? If it's the flour that falls apart, bein asmik, bein loy asmik. Say if it's red, say if it's not red, sharia, it's mutter. Why? Because we assume that everything, nothing gets stuck in there. And if we see something red, what it is, it's not dam, it's like meat juice. The chirusa, if it's a fine flour, like Rava's case, izog kezuza chirura. If it's izig kezuza chirura, if it's clear, like kezuza chirura, sharia, eloy. Usher. It's usher. We said why? We said not because he argues with Rabbah, because he holds that is a very dense flour and nothing comes out of it. The sharkim and other flours, it depends. Asmik, if it's red, then it's usher, because you see it didn't come out. It still absorbed it. Loy asmik, if it's not red, shari, then it's mutter. So this does stem with Rabbah, but the only time you can say kabbalah kapalta if you don't see the dam. If you see it's red, then it's no good. But the case where the flower falls apart, even if it's red, you say, you're seeing things. It's not dam. All it is moil. So, to Maravaita, Hai Mulaisa, back to the Mulaisa, Man da Osar, which is Abaya holds Osar when it's filled, because hails the dam gets absorbed in the other meat. Afilu Pumulatachas, even if the mouth, the opening of the meat is to the bottom, is still Osar. Are you going to ask me? Then we say in the Gemara before that everyone agrees, but the base of Shechita open, it's not a problem. So Tosis asks the Kasha, Tosis the Masna Man, and Tosis says, I'll read Tosis inside. Afa gav damrina le'el shani base Shechita the Mechalchel v'shari. Afa gav le'emrin kubel chachpolti. If you argue kubel chachpolti, if it has an opening base of Shechita comes out, shani hosam shachol rochav v'yoyse, it's a very big hole from Shechita, but domi le'pumu demolaisa, but an opening of a stuffed chicken, stuffed meat, there's no big hole, and therefore even if it's hanging, the hole is hanging down, it will not all drip out. Amand the shari, and I know mutter, that's rava. I fill pum leil, even the pum is on top. It's mutter, why? Because kabbalah kachpaltai. The hilchasam ulaisa shari, I fill pum leil. The halacha is that we pass like rava, that's mutter, fill pum leil, because kabbalah kachpaltai. Whatever it swallows, whatever it absorbs, it'll spit out. So the gemara vaita, a little akdama. The next gemara, I'm going to talk about three pieces three organs, three pieces of meat from behema. That there has a lot of dam. Now, usually, any dam comes out when you do a tzli, or even when you put it on top of coals, all the dam will come out. And any dam didn't come out will not come out again when I eat it. And any dam that's still absorbed in the meat is called dam evarim, it's not awesome. So that's why usually tzli works. And by kedera, you always do a big malicha. But there's three things here that their dam, we have before, lev is also like that, but the three things we're talking about tomorrow, all their dam here is not dam evarim, it's not dam balua. It's dam that's, it's like a mifka pocket, it's like in a grape. The water, the dam is inside the organ. What are the three things? Umtza means a piece of meat, they got a wound, so it had like a black blue mark, so it had dam in the conus in there. Bei is the testicles, and mizuki is the jugular or any other big vein. Those three things have a lot of dam in it. If you want to eat it, then you have a machlekes here. What's the halacha? So first we say pligi bar akra ravina. We have here machlekes these three things. Machlekes akra ravina. I'm going to give you a klal, by the way. Chol tara kula, rav akra lachumra. Usually in chol tara kula, when we say like the machlekes were akra and ravina, we don't say who's who. You know who's the machmer? Rav akra lachumra, ravina kula. And we always pass in machlekes ravina lakula. Levar mahari klas. Besides for the following three, the Rav Acha is the one who's Lekula, Ravina is the one who's Lechumra, and we pass like Rav Acha. So anyway, you always go Lekula. Velkas like Rav Acha Lekula. So let's say what the Machlekes is. So first we have the Umtza. Umtza is the piece of meat that got a bang, a black and blue mark, and it has dam that's inside it. It's not balua, it's not swallowed. It's there, like sitting in a sack. Hai Umtza, the asmik. What you do is you have to give it a cut, then you salt it. I feel like there is sorry. It's not even when you cook it. That means because cooking is a chiddush, even though whatever goes out goes back in and goes back out, it's still mutter because when you salted it, you got rid of all the dam. Let's say you didn't salt it, and shafte bespuda, you put it on a spit and you roasted it that way. Shari, it's mutter. Well, I made the diet. It drips out, all dam drips out. Akse agumri, if you put it on coals, now here's a machlokes. Usually all meat on coals is fine because whatever's not going to come out when you're roasting it on the coals won't come out afterwards. But here, you got to get rid of all the dam because if not, it's conus inside it. So here's pligi bar of akra avina. Chad osar v'chad shari. Manda osar mitzvah samas. He holds that the coals make some of the dam get absorbed inside the meat. Manda shari, mitzvah shav, means that the coals suck it out. Suck out all the blood, there's no blood left. So the Rav Acha was a kula holes, everything gets sucked out. The Hilchasam, Mr. Shav, everything gets sucked out, it's mutter. That's the Machlokes by Umtza. We have the same exact Machlokes by Bei and by Zriki. Bechem Bei, Chadchinu Malchinu. If you want to cook it, what you do is you cut it and you salt it, the Philokdera Shari, put the Philokdera. Talino Vespuda, you put it on a spit, Shari on its mutter, walk a made of dye, everything drips out. What? No, because everything drips out from the fire, from the ash. Hachasinu, yeah, they're saying it's wood cuts. It's a mess, but you don't have to cut even the outside. You don't have to cut it. It drips out. Hachasinu, agumni, put on coals. Pligibar of Ach Ravina, chad osa v'chad shari. Manda osa mitzvah samas. He holds the coals, make it get stuck inside the dam. Manda shari, mitzvah shavi, it drips out. It sucks it out. V'chei mizuki, the juggler, the veins also. Chadchei malki, when you want to cook it, you have to cut it and salt it. I feel like there is sharyan. Talya v'shpuda, You're hanging on a spit, based on shchita l'tasso. You make sure the opening of the jugular is to the bottom, and sorry, everything drips out, made of dye. Ach se agumri, pliga revakur avino. Chad osa v'chad shori. Man the osa mitzvah somis. Holes, the dam gets stuck in there. Man the shori, mitzvah shavi, and sucks it out. Mehilkasa, mitzvah shavi. The loch is, now we pass against mut. So the Gemara weiter. Hi umtso. So next Gemara we're going to type like Rashi. Even though Tosfos takes a lot of issue with the Gemara. If you Rashi, maybe we'll say Tosfos Kasha. But let's read the Gemara like Rashi first. Hi umtso. The asmik, a piece of meat that got a black and blue mark. Chal yei oser. So Rashi says, we're going to Rav Acha, that really after you put it onto the coals, it's mutter, and you're allowed to eat it. But if dam drips out, it's oser. And what's the pshat? Because even if you're Rav Acha and put it on top of the coals, so Rashi, it doesn't get completely out. It's not completely taken out. There's a little bit left. So while it's inside, it's bottle. Once it drips out, then that's dam. It's any other meat that you salt and drips out dam, it's not dam. It's moil. But here, since it was on the gumri, it didn't get everything out, and whatever drips out has a din of dam. So hay umtzad asmik chal ye oser. Loy asmik, if it wasn't it was a regular, it was a classic piece of meat, then chal ye shari. Then if it drips out, it's mutter, because there, anything that was going to come out came out already when I put it on the coals. Ravino amafil loy asmik nami, even a regular piece of basa, nami chal yasa, what drips out is asa, because he holds that the coals didn't get everything, that it's possible something to drip out even afterwards. He actually loves the shrika the dhamma. Impossible, there's no blood coming out of this. That's Rashi's first pshat, that's Rashi's pshat. Tosis doesn't like a pshat. He says, if you salted it, if it's mutter to eat, then it's mutter to eat. If you didn't salt it, it's not mutter to eat, then dripping out makes no difference. He doesn't have his nafmina like we spoke out. We spoke out of beer, adava, I think, but the Tosis takes issue with it. And there's another pshat which Rashi also mentions that it means, chaya means that sometimes they used to put it into vinegar before they cooked it to give it a taste. And so the vinegar that comes out of this meat, it has sometimes dominant because it absorbs dam. So shaila is the chal yimutter osin. That's the sugya here about the vinegar. That's Tosfos pshat. If you see the first the omit by the wide lines, another re that the basa chayar. You're talking about raw meat. Uminig hu kshenoyis the basa chayar seicha choymitz ve'enasher v'seicha yilei maflid. But if it sits there a long time, the chal yeh is osir, which means the vinegar. That's the Tosfos pshat. But let's stick with Rashi pshat for now. Omli mar bar memel rav Ashi abba megamalei gemui. He used to eat this chal yeh. So if he Rashi's first pshat, like we said, chalya means this juice that came out. He held like Rav Acha. By a regular piece of meat, he ate the chalya. Or if the second pshat, means the vinegar. And Ika the Amir of Ashi gufei megam legemoi. He himself used to drink this vinegar or this thing that drips out of the dam, drips out of the meat. Omale, the last Gemara. Omale mar bar mele Rav Ashi. Abba, hai chalot the chalot v'chalot zimda. The vinegar he used one time, suloi tani chalapa, he didn't use it again, the same vinegar again, because he doesn't have the kayach anymore to keep the dam. They used to do this to keep the dam inside. It's not so pashut if it was a halacha thing or a recipe thing. Look in Shulchan Aruch, it's two pshatim and simon samazayin, the shach. But upon him, they didn't use the vinegar twice, because the second time, the vinegar doesn't have the same kayach anymore. So Freyti Gemara, Ma'ishtam Achala Mitama. This is something called vinegar mitama, which is anyway a shvacha vinegar. That we used it, even though it's a shvacha vinegar. So Gemara says, no, it's different. It's a difference between a weak vinegar and a vinegar used once. Hasam Isilakyu de Peirib Ba'ine. A fresh vinegar, even though it's not so strong, it has the acid of the peri in it. And that will take the dam out or keep the dam in, whatever it'll do. Hacha Lesilakyu de Peirib Ba'ine. Here, it's already weakened, and it won't have the kayach to take out dam from it, and therefore, they didn't want to use it twice. For whatever reason, they didn't want to use it twice, because it didn't have the same kayach. The weak chayvitz is better, because it has the acid. The second one already lost its kayach, since I used it already once.